Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
There is Iron Maiden as we pay tribute to a lost family member here at KISW, Kevin Deers, who is no longer with us. Got the news last night. So it's been crazy day here at work. As far as the emails we've received, the texts we've gotten, the things that are out there, he will be missed. He was
he already is.
Just an amazing human being, kind, compassionate. If you went to live shows, you probably met and talked with Kevin. And
even if you didn't know you did, there's a very good chance that you did.
But this weekend, Metal Shop and Loud and Local, we'll have specials devoted to the life of Kevin Deers, who is sadly not with us anymore.
Plus, I mean, you got to add in, you know, the wrestling stuff he did.
Defy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a whole tell. I had friends on my Facebook talking about Kevin today that I know that I didn't even know knew Kevin.
Mm-hmm. He also worked at KUOW. So
right.
He's got a family over there that's missing him as well. So, yeah, it's been a crazy day. Okay. We're still going to keep raiding the Metal Shop library, though, for the rest of the show. All right, Tens of Meat Potatoes coming up. We've got each state's favorite drink on an airplane on the way at 4:30. But first time for a couple of emails here from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Uno, one birthday request. Birthday's brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Pacholas, today is my cousin Josh's 45th birthday. Can you give him a fish sandwich and ask the captain to talk about the last mascot softball game? Thanks, fellas. That's from Jeremy, the tax guy.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. He wants you to know we only called it softball because it was hot outside. But I'll tell you, true story. But when you play softball with Little Debbie, the worst you can do is get to third base. I hit a couple home runs. Hey, by the way, because the old Capitan is flexible, I was both the pitcher and the catcher. Crunchberries.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails real quick here. Animal stories, the subject, fellas. My wife and I rented a cabin on Orcas Island a few years back. And our yellow Labrador, Annie, she goes everywhere with us. Annie and I are just roaming the beach, exploring, and throwing sticks. We're headed back to the cabin, and out of nowhere, a strange couple approaches us. It was a big-ass shepherding dog with his pal, a goddamn goat. Full spike horns, a whole deal. I about lost my ass thinking, oh, God, they're going to kill Annie, and I'm going to have to get involved in this. Alas, just a curious couple who walked right up to us and said hello. Strangest pair of friends I've ever seen. Love you guys, long time. That from Jay Bird, your Oregon Coast merchant mariner.
I'm curious to know what his dog did when this other dog and the goat approached. Like, did your dog also think, oh, God, they're coming over here to kill me. Or was the dog
or,
cool?
Yeah, yeah. Or just like, hey, man, what's happening?
We're,
how you doing?
Yeah.
We're just kind of roaming around doing stuff. Let's see here. But Joel's catching up on the show on the Odyssey app. Figured I'd send back another email. Guys, as far as physical confrontations, my younger brother and I worked as lifeguards every summer at a pool in Baltimore County. One summer, I was a manager. As we were closing up, my brother brought in his time card for me to sign. He somehow had messed it up, and I told him I'm not going to sign it, which set him off. So we ended up getting into a scuffle in the pool office. Now, I'm 2 years older, but at the time, we were about the same size. So I get him in a headlock and knew that if I punched him in the face, my parents would be pissed, and I'd get into trouble. So I just stuck with body shots. Now, after a few minutes, I told him I was going to let him go, and we are done. He agreed. But as soon as I released him, he took one step back and cold cocked me in the face. Blood all over the office, and he felt really bad. He's trying to help me control the bleeding. We had to call my parents to come and pick us up, and the GM of the pool to come and lock up. We did not get in trouble, but I had to go to the ER and get 15 stitches around my eye. Still have a scar to this day. That from Gibby.
Damn.
Okay, coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house. Thank you, people. Thank you, folks. Everybody in here, not all the time, but I'm sure from time to time, everybody in here has enjoyed at least a cocktail on a plane.
Yes, many a time.
Yes.
Thor, what's your go-to on a plane? Do you stick with beer or do you switch it up?
I don't. And you know what, man? You brought this up earlier. So I'm a beer guy by nature. But a lot of the times, depending what airline you're on, it's not the beers I want. But I can always have a Jack and Coke. Because the Coke's the same, the Jack's the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't necessarily drink them together, but I will order a Jack and Coke.
Miles?
I totally go off script on everything. Everything on an airplane is not normal to me anymore. So in other words, where I would normally have a diet soda or a diet Dr. Pepper, I get on an airplane, for some reason now I'm into the ginger ale world.
All right.
I mean, not even on the alcohol. I mean, all of it. I'll switch every single thing up. So I'll do like a Jack and Ginger. Never order a Jack and Ginger.
Right, but on the plane.
On a plane, Jack and Ginger seems like a pretty good idea. Gin and tonic on a plane. Seems like a pretty good idea to me. Ask if he wants a little lemon, lime, put it in there.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I've even gone just the Bloody Mary mix without the vodka.
Really?
I just like it.
Wow, okay.
What do you mix it with?
You just drink the mix.
Oh, you just drink the mix, right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's a good Bloody Mary. You really shouldn't taste the vodka. So, if you like the mix, Mike, what do you go for when you're on a plane?
I'm a Jack and Coke guy.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll just down the Jack and then enjoy the Coke.
That's what I do.
I did tell you a few weeks ago I had a flight. It was kind of earlier in the morning. I felt like a degenerate because I got an espresso vodka and a Sprite. Right. But I wanted to drink the Sprite.
Okay.
So I just kept taking little nips off that little airplane bottle that would have the Sprite.
Sure, why not?
I don't know. There's 2 12-year-olds next to me. It felt dirty.
Ah, you're teaching them something.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. They learned a lot in the first 5 minutes of Deadpool versus Wolverine before I turned it off.
Oh. Yeah, bro. It opens tough. It does not waste any time just getting
How many people
it.
Does he kill there? Like 3,000?
Well, the thing was, the volume wasn't on, so I was like, all right. You know what I mean? And like,
which helps because of the things he is saying.
Right, so I'm trying to be considerate, but I mean, halfway through that opening scene, I was just like, stop, stop, stop.
Yeah.
Can't have that. So this is a list of every state's favorite boozy drink to order on a plane. They break it down state by state, and actually, they have overall alcohol, soda, and juice.
Problem is, a lot of these planes don't have a lot of the popular beverages that certain states enjoy. So I can see where you're switching it up when you get on a plane.
I would also, this has happened to me twice now, once at Terrence House, once on a plane. Just read labels correctly. There's a lot of NA beers and they're mixing.
Oh, right.
Like, I got this one with, like, salt and lime. I'm like, this is great. And then I realized, like, after paying, you know, whatever it is for a beer, I was like, oh, damn it, there's not even booze
in it. All that money.
Vodka cocktails, obviously, are the top choice. Lever different states. Say, hey, give me the vodka.
All right. Is there any rhyme or reason, or are these states all over the place?
They're kind of all over the place.
Okay,
I mean, like,
right.
Alabama, right? Alabama, they like whiskey cocktails.
Not shocked.
Right? So that makes a ton of sense. But, yeah, I don't know. But then you go to Arkansas, they're drinking vodka. Colorado's drinking vodka.
Colorado, I can see. Arkansas kind of surprises me. I feel like Arkansas will be on the whiskey train, you know?
Or well, whiskey's right up there. So basically, there's like a tie between wine, whiskey, and vodka. They're all 11 states.
Is this box wine on the plane? I never order the wine, so I never pay attention to them pouring it. Or is it like the little bottles? If I get wine on a plane, are you pouring me a glass? That's like,
I am not sure. And yeah, it used to be you got the little wine bottle.
Right.
It might go airline to airline or depending on how long the flight is.
Okay.
It's like you were saying you're flying to Spokane, but I feel like that's such a short flight. They just come by with a bottle and go, do you want a glass or not?
I think
they've got a white and a red. And it's a screw top.
So it is still the bottles.
Yeah, then they just slide out of the drawer and pour you a little plastic cup of it.
Mimosa in 7 states?
Yeah.
You can get a mimosa on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, I just...
Because they have little Proseccos and then they have some orange juice for you.
I never branch away from the Jack and Coke. Mm-hmm. Or a beer, if you have the beer I want. Maybe, like you said, for whatever reason, ginger ale on a plane. Look, don't mind if I do. But I never think to get like a...
Rum and pineapple mix.
Right. It never crosses my mind. So it's almost mind-blowing. I'm sure it's been there the entire time. But hearing this, what?
I forget they even have fruit juice.
Yeah.
That would be good on the flight home.
Yeah. As far as juices go, almost every state picks the same juice if they're going to drink it.
Orange juice.
No.
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
Really?
Apple. Yeah.
Why?
It's weird. Like, my daughter leaves apple juice all the time, but most people I know, you go orange.
So, I have a six-pack of tiny little apple juices in my house, right? Mm-hmm. And the other day, my buddy's over, and I go, hey, while you're back there, grab me one of those apple juices. So, naturally, he goes, why apple juice? Is it, like, for something specific?
like cherry juice.
And right, like, cherry juice, I know, right? Or there's other juices for certain stuff, and I literally looked at it, I go... Nah, man, the other day I was at work, and during the show, Thrill was drinking one. It looked good.
And I stole that from my daughter.
So I bought a six-pack of them.
Yeah, honestly, it was good. I don't drink apple juice much. It's almost always in the house. But for whatever that day I'm leaving, usually I steal my son's crap, right?
Correct.
So I got the Fanta today. He's got the whatever iced tea drinks, which is delicious. But I saw the apple juice, and you're right, teeny tiny little bottle.
Yeah, like, do it this weekend.
I'm going to hook it up.
If you go to breakfast with somebody or you go to brunch, I know it's natural to get, like, orange juice or whatever. Honestly, just get an apple juice. You'd be shocked how delicious it is.
They have pineapple juice
on the
plane.
Texters are telling
us
that the wine comes in a can on Alaska Airlines.
It is on the can. All right. Because pineapple, when we're in Mexico, man, that's the only thing my son would drink there, right?
Water, pineapple juice.
And it is freaking delicious, but every morning. But it just occurred to me, if you go make cocktails on a plane, you got to have apple juice or pineapple juice. But people give you a weird look. When you ask for just pineapple juice, I had to bribe a guy at the bar. Was it 2 years ago?
They just don't have it on the. They don't have it in the system to be able to charge it.
Right. That was
because it's for mixed drinks, but you just can't order a can of pineapple.
And unfortunately, a lot of bars are only going to have those tiny little ones.
That's what the guy
had.
And
it's expensive.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I want to say I bought two or three. Like, I was not even hungover yet. You're still drunk from the night before, kind of thing. And I'm like, I know pineapple juice will help me. And the guy's like, dude, like I have it, but like Miles said, I don't know how to ring it in. So I think he rang it in as like two beers
or something.
Just to get the call. I'm like, I don't care. You can charge me $1,000 for those right now. I will pay it.
Yeah, we used to have cranberry juice on the gun, the bar I worked at.
Yeah.
And that was always kind of my go-to beverage in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Just cranberry juice. I mean, honestly, right now, I think I have cran grape or cran apple sitting in my fridge. Mm-hmm. So I like to mix it up. Now, some of these states are a little weird, right? Let's go with Louisiana. Overall, they like Coca-Cola. Alcoholic?
Not shocking.
White wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they cook a lot, though.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know how much they drink, but I mean, I know they drink it between splashing it into the pan.
All right. We grew up in Maryland, or we all lived in Maryland. What do you think Maryland's number one alcoholic beverage is on a plane?
Beer.
Rum.
So for some reason, they do not include beer on this list. Obviously, beer would be number one.
Okay, then rum. How about Miles?
Mimosa.
Really? Mm.
Yeah.
Huh.
And look, everybody has different traditions, right? Like, my brother will not get on a plane, no matter what time of day it is, without getting a Bloody Mary.
But he'll get in the bar before he gets on the plane.
Nope, on the plane.
On the plane he gets
That's what he drinks on the plane.
Huh.
Kind of like you say you switch it up. But yeah. I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. He's like, that's just...
That's my plane drink.
What I drink on a plane. Let's see. Some other one. Nevada likes the mimosa. New Hampshire. I like them. Their favorite overall beverage? Water.
Really?
Alcoholic? Whiskey cocktail, soda, Coca-Cola, and juice, cranberry.
New Hampshire, keeping it basic.
Yeah, well, at least they're unique. Almost every state overall says water, which even if you're drinking alcohol on a plane, I still probably drink 2 or 3 glasses of water.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Depending on the flight.
Right.
And like we said, they did put beer on the list because I think beer obviously
just
would
wins.
Be Right, would be number one. Now, let's see our home state here of Washington. Mike, you grew up here. Overall, would a Washingtonian shrink on a plane? It's a soda.
Oh, it's a soda. Oh, shoot.
So overall generally is either water or the classic.
White Claw.
Coca-Cola.
White Claw, the classic.
So Washington, overall, Coca-Cola, alcoholic drink, vodka cocktail.
I wondered if we were vodka.
Yep. And then apple juice in there.
I was going to say, tell me apple juice is on there.
Right. Miles, you're a West Virginia guy. Water, whiskey cocktail, Coca-Cola, apple. Let's see. Throw, you grew up in upstate New York to start. Water, white wine, Coca-Cola, apple.
Really?
There's not, most places seem to be on the same thing.
Is there anybody crazy, like Alaska or Hawaii? Do they do anything different? Or is that just, you know, I'm trying to think, like, is tequila the most popular drink in, you know, New Mexico or Arizona or California or, I don't know, rum for Florida? Or I guess it's just all basically the same stuff.
But somehow, when you get on a plane, everyone's palate changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Miles, no. Arizona's favorite is red wine. It's too hot for red wine.
Maybe that's why they drink. I'm on a plane and it's temperature control.
Room temperature. Yeah.
Jesus, I want some gold.
Arizona, though, that makes sense, though, too, is it's so hot down there, people are generally healthier. And I know a lot of people.
And indoors.
Right. All they drink for their health is like red wine.
Really?
Yeah. Now, listen, over the years, I think we've kind of figured out some of these studies are true or not true. But I know a lot of people love red wine. But I want to say, honestly, at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure tequila is the cleanest booze you can drink that's easiest for your body and for your liver to kind of go
specifically
through,
the Blanco.
Yeah. Right, to go through your system and everything. So if you're really looking to cut down on calories and maybe keep a little bit of health in your life, get a, you know, get a tequila with a little soda water and a twist of lime.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Okay, coming up at 5:08. Speaking of, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
There's another classic from the Metal Shop Library.
Yes, indeed, man.
As we celebrate the life of Kevin Deers, who unfortunately is no longer with us. Yeah. Metal Shop in Loudoun Local, though, over the weekend we'll have specials that are paying tribute to our family member, to our friend. Been a crazy, 24 hours, I guess, to say the least. So.
Yeah.
It's still pretty fresh, but Kevin Deers is no longer with us. Okay, let's see here. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the show of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A study has found that there's a ton of cancer-causing chemicals in several beauty products that women use.
I just assumed there were.
Right. They're chemicals. They're destroying bacteria. All right, well, at some point, it's going to affect you.
Like, come on. I mean, I guess they confirmed it, but I would have just made the assumption.
At this point, is there anything that we're using or that we're doing that isn't giving us cancer?
I've asked this question since I was like 7 years old.
Right.
Right, because no matter what, you know, it's cancer-causing agents anyway, right? So I'm like, well...
Our food is poisoning us. Now we have, you know, a little...
Your cell phone, your food, but your makeup, cancer devices, your clothes, your dryer sheets. I mean, my God. I'm like, at this point, you just... It's causing cancer.
Well, and it just keeps going. Now it's microplastics and fragrances and all this other stuff that's just...
All the Tupperware that you're storing your food in.
Microplastics.
Yeah, leaching all the stuff.
All that crap.
Exactly.
Jesus, man. Is there anything? Can I put it in a plastic bag? Is it the same thing?
Now, I have asked, like, okay... Now I've got all this microplastic in me. Like, what is that doing?
Yeah, well, you can buy the glass ones. Well, the plastic lid's got it, too.
Yeah.
So even if you buy the fancy schmancy stuff that you know your friend's going to take and never bring back, it doesn't matter. It's still going to give you cancer.
Well, as long as you don't overfill it to where the plastic's touching it, I feel you're good.
All right.
That's what my mansplanation goes with. There's a new list of foods to eat to increase your hair health.
My hair, well, don't really have that problem.
Which I didn't, like, I had to get into my 30s before I realized, like, no, there's things that you can do that actually is really good for your hair. That
sure.
You need to take care of your hair. Of course, I'm also a dude that lost his hair by the time he was 30, so...
Yeah, by the time I heard this, I'm like, oh, cool, that'd have been nice to know your
stuff. Are the foods?
I don't know, Ted, I don't have hair. I ain't working on
if
it.
If ever there's a thing he's not working on, like, oh.
If some of those things on the list are something I really like, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, no, it's basically stuff that's got different vitamins in it.
All right, like spinach?
I suppose. I don't know, you can look at the list.
Was Popeye bald?
I think he was,
He
was.
Or was he one of those cartoon characters that had that one single hair that he was hanging on to?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure he was bald.
All right. Like Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
One hair. 70% of Americans are reportedly at peak financial stress.
All right.
Hey, why?
Wow.
Cool.
Shocking news.
Good. Cool.
HIV drugs are proving to be a viable shield against Alzheimer's.
Huh. All right.
Popeye was definitely bald.
Okay.
But he had HIV.
Well, he's eating all that spinach. So I'm just saying, they're like, eat spinach. I'm guessing spinach is on that. I'm getting worked up for nothing. Sorry, Mike.
Well, you know what? It's not a guarantee, Ted. It's something that you can do to help your hair health. So you know what? Keep eating the spinach. It'll come back, brother.
Yeah. You could be bald with a tiny little girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just eat spinach.
Why couldn't Bluto go after somebody else, damn it?
He was all about olive oil, man. Mm-hmm. All about that olive oil.
Walnuts with breakfast will apparently help your brain work better.
Walnuts.
There's some side effects that they said was detracted from it, but all they saw was walnuts and your brain's doing better. So, I suppose there's proteins in there. There's whatever chemicals in there. They're making your brain work better. I don't know.
I'm just picturing now, like, you come over and I'm sitting there eating some eggs and bacon, and then, like, what are you doing? I'm cracking walnuts.
Just, you know, get some walnuts in there.
In the 70s, man, people, I don't know if they were eating them or not, but no matter whose house you went to, they had a bowl, a nutcracker, and it was full of walnuts.
Okay.
Oh, all the time. I mean, feel like everywhere you went, I just don't... I remember, like, maybe twice seeing my father crack them open, like watching football or something, but if you went to a house, there were walnuts for you to eat.
And often, there was a jar of tobacco, pipe tobacco, right beside that with a couple of pipes hanging, so, you know, like, you got four or five pipes and nuts. That was typically what was on a coffee table.
You know, smoke pipes, eat walnuts?
Yeah, my grandfather had a spittoon next to him because he loved his...
snuff?
No, I can't remember if it was beech nut.
Oh, right.
There's another famous, like, chaw. But he had
Mel Pouch.
What's that?
Levi Garrett.
Levi Garrett.
But he had that walnut thing, and he was always cracking them.
Was he actually eating them?
Yeah.
Probably a smart man.
I do it nowadays with pistachios.
But, like, if you see pistachios in someone's house, I don't question whether or not you're going to eat those pistachios. The walnuts, I'm like, you actually eat these?
How long have these been sitting
right
there?
I think sometimes stuff like that, like... I don't know. If I'm watching the tube or something, sometimes I'll just eat pistachios to kind of stay busy.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like, you eat chips. You're just eating them. I feel like at least the time it takes me to sit there and crack shells, kind of like, I'm not, you know what I mean? As opposed
working
to
working for
like,
my food.
Right. Like, if I had a jar of just pre-shelled pistachios. I'm just like, rah.
Would you feel better about yourself if we put potato chips in shells? I look, you need all the chips you want, but you got to shell them.
Individual packs.
Yes, individual packs.
I'd shell them.
Yeah, we all would.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
shelling
weird.
Chips.
When's the last time you peeled a potato?
Ooh.
It's a pain in the ass.
Probably Thanksgiving.
Not terribly long ago.
Thanksgiving.
But yeah,
maybe the holidays, Christmas, somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Has everybody in this room broken a decorative nutcracker at Thanksgiving time?
Broken one?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I've got one. I definitely did as a kid.
Right. It's nutcracker.
Oh, well, you mean the ones that are stand up? Oh, well, I mean.
Yeah, the toy soldier one.
I kind of. I never used it to crack nuts.
Does
anyone use those to crack nuts?
No, I just used it
to crack nuts. Because we had those, and then we had, like, the metal, you know, it was like a dental
thing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I have a nutcracker.
I don't.
I don't think I
do. I wonder if back in the day they actually were usable as nutcrackers.
Probably.
But then as time went on, they're like, look, screw the decorative ones, man. Just bring it out during Christmas time.
You're not seriously going to crack nuts with this thing.
Right.
Some Santa Claus.
You're going to paint on it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They're all over at Christmas, but I've never seen one actually crack a nut.
Nope.
I think kids
just break them. That's all it is.
We just call them, like, dude on a mantle.
Guy on a mantle.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Pop-Tarts. You're supposed to heat them up, but, like, almost everybody I know just eats them.
Goes raw.
Yes, but some but here's the thing. It will not break if you put it in the toaster.
Yeah, it's fact.
Yeah.
Experts are hoping that AI can translate animal sounds into words.
How do we know that? I mean, I read that earlier,
that's
and I
a
go,
fair call.
That's cool, but how do we know?
Right. At the end of the day, it's all interpretive. It's all, we believe that we are now communicating.
Because AI says a lot of strange things.
Right.
You have a story coming up that involves that.
Yes, I do.
Sell a bass guitar.
Like, exactly. That,
this is not accurate.
Right. Bad news, fellas. AI has determined the exact year that the Earth will end.
When is that?
That'd be in 1 billion 2021.
Hmm. So we're good.
But I got plans.
All right. Yeah, well, get rid of them, man. They're gone.
No bowling.
Few scientists have taught a couple parrots to video chat, and apparently they love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, because parrots, they're usually they're a migratory bird. They're a bird that lives in a group, and you know, living in a cage, they tend to get lonely, so they need to talk to their own.
They can Zoom each other now.
That's right.
Think they have fake backgrounds?
They have
you
a
really
in the
jungle, man?
Nah. What's up, baby? Show me something.
Sorry, I'm blurring my background. The house is a mess.
Poop all over the bottom of my cage.
Oh, my cat's jumping on the computer now. Isn't he cute?
He'd kill me if he had the chance.
I know I'm at work, but my cat's still in the office. Apparently, there's a method to deploy when you're stuck on a problem, and it's called rubber ducking. I actually worked on this one because I was like, what in the hell is rubber ducking? And it has nothing to do with the actual device other than these people figured out this method that when they were stuck on a certain problem, they described the problem to a rubber duck in great detail, and as they did, their brain started finding solutions, because the more detail that you put into it, the more angles you're considering, the more parts of your brain that you're actually activating.
In other words, once you realize you're talking to something that can't help you, you realize you're on your own.
Okay.
Duck, let me tell you know what? You're not going to help me. Jesus, let me figure this out myself.
I wanted to have a little bit of fun today on the top 10 today, guys. So I noticed that the English language is not the easiest. There's a handful of words that we either can't say at all, or we're at least in contention for how they're supposed to be.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pronounced
the men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
The 10 toughest English language words to pronounce. Well, this isn't one of the toughest to pronounce. It does evoke some polarizing reactions. Discharge. The dictionary definition comes out swinging as well. To emit a substance as by excretion or secretion. Turns out I just gave you 3 cringeworthy words for the price of 1. That's the gift I provide to all of you. And now I leave you with phlegm. Carry on.
So these are the 10 toughest English language words to pronounce. And again, some of these are just contested. That's why they're tough to pronounce. So okay. Number 10 on the list is the name of those short little videos that you get in text messages and on Messenger and all that.
A GIF, a GIF.
Exactly. The GIF or the GIF. So the man who created the graphics interchange format, or GIF, GIF, as it has come to be known, has one way of pronouncing this acronym. And the rest of us see it differently. According to Steve Willite himself, the best way to pronounce the word is with a soft G.
So GIF.
GIF.
GIF. GIF.
He first created the technology back in 1987, so we should probably listen to him when he tells the world time and time again.
I invented it.
To say something like GIF. Think of the peanut butter brand if it helps. So actually, no, it's not GIF, it's GIF.
Oh, it's GIF.
It's a GIF.
It's a GIF.
It is a GIF.
It is a GIF.
Yeah.
Dang
I still disagree. It's a GIF.
I guess we can't disagree with him. He invented it.
Right.
I don't call it a good GIF.
If I give you a present, I'm not giving you a GIF. I'm giving you a gift.
GIF.
Graphics. Oh, it's called it. No, it's not. We've changed the name. We have changed the name. The pasta that is made out of potato, I believe.
Gnocchi.
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 Gnocchi. I did it all for the gnocchi. Come on, the gnocchi.
The gnocchi. Oh, no. The pronunciation of this word seems so simple once you see it laid out phonetically. It's easy. No problems. Just call it gnocchi, and you're good. Says, okay, maybe we're lying about it being simple once it's laid out phonetically. It's still damn hard to say, but that's the way that you're supposed to say it. Gnocchi is, of course, an Italian word, and the food it defines is as delicious as any, a dumpling-like dish made from potatoes that has been popular in Italy for ages and ages.
Not my favorite.
I think I've had it
once. Not my favorite.
It's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's not the best pasta on the menu.
No.
I think it just depends what you put it with.
Well,
and to be fair,
I disagree. I think that is phenomenal.
You think it's top dog pasta?
It's up there. I mean, that's like fettuccine alfredo. You order it very rarely because it's so rich, but man, that is good.
Yeah, I mean, most pastas don't offer any flavor. It's just what is traditionally, right? So fettuccine,
I really like
just
the flavor
boil a bowl of fettuccine. You're like, all right, take the fettuccine alfredo. It's like, all right.
Pasta's kind of like the AC/DC of the food world. Like, it's all the same. It's just different things around it.
You like it no matter what.
Exactly.
Just what's the texture?
Right. I really like the flavor, so let's just go, baby. Yeah. And I like it. So
the bigger the noodle, the chunkier the pasta sauce can
generally.
Yeah, that's why your standard pastas to me are better than gnocchi. Like, I don't mind gnocchi. And I will eat it, but if I've got just standard pastas on the menu, I'll choose it over gnocchi every day.
Be that.
Yeah, all right. Girl, you with me? I think it's phenomenal.
I do. I love gnocchi. But again, typically it's served with something I really like with it.
Yeah. And like a vodka sauce?
Yeah, something like that. You go like, all right.
Okay. All this, yeah. Stop being so facili.
Oh, boy.
Doggone it, Dad.
A penne for your thoughts?
I'm going to... this is a person that is constantly up to mischief. They are described as that type of person. They are a mischievous person.
Con artist.
Well, no, it's mischievous. Oh, mischievous. I'm sorry. I'm trying to walk you guys home.
Oh, my bad. I thought this was a hit. I was like, damn, son of a bitch.
Mischievous versus mischievous.
So for some of us, it's pronounced mischievous. For others, you're supposed to say mischievous. And maybe there's a third weird and wacky way to pronounce it, too, as we are aware of. But no matter how vigorous the debate is over the two options, there's really only one way to say it, and it's mischievous.
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 Okay.
Mischievous. Yeah, mischievous, because there's no long-standing E on this.
I got you.
Mischievous.
Okay.
Mischievous. This one is a common surname in Vietnam. We've seen it. N-G-U-Y-E-N.
When?
That's the way that I always knew it. When right. I was a kid, now there was I'm a character that had that. I don't know, dude. So here's what we'll say. By far the most common surname in Vietnam. If you visit that beautiful country in Southeast Asia, you'll see that Nguyen, as its common last name, is Smith or Jones here in America. It's everywhere. They say the pronunciation here is actually pretty simple, and it offers you three choices. Some Vietnamese people swear it's pronounced Nguyen.
Nguyen.
With the first N spoken out loud. Some say that you drop the first letter and simply pronounce it as Win. And others insisted that it should be Nguyen.
Nguyen.
So I think it's just one of those. I feel like we have a couple of them. None of them come to mind right now that they're spelled the same, but it's just a matter of how you pronounced it how you were taught to pronounce it as you grew up.
Yeah, that's true. Especially with your name.
Exactly. Let's see here. A narrow spit of land that is meant to link two larger pieces of land together. Anybody know the name of that?
Isthmus.
You're so close.
Isthmus.
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 Yes.
Oh, Merry Isthmus.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Tyson.
Let's see here.
Oh, I love it. It's Isthmus.
The correct way to say it is Isthmus.
Isthmus.
Where geographically would we find an Isthmus?
Central America and South America.
Like the Panama area where the canal is that an Isthmus?
That is an Isthmus.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how thin it needs to be to technically to be an Isthmus.
Oh, you're too thick to be an Isthmus.
Too fat to be an Isthmus. You're a peninsula.
The 10 toughest English language words to pronounce. Ted, I'm sure that you enjoy this on a Sunday. It's a meat and cheese board.
Oh, charcuterie.
Exactly. Well done. Let's see here.
Is that correct?
You pronounce it like this. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Very good.
Oh, the mamma mia.
It's not cute. It's charcuterie. Yeah.
How do people say it?
Charcuterie.
Oh, yeah. God. I don't know what that
is. It doesn't charcuterie. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Charcuterie.
It has to be meat and cheeses, right?
I believe otherwise it's a cheese plate or a meat plate, right? I think it's charcuterie, I think.
Well, it's like a new thing now. It's like, bring your own charcuterie boards. People are like, I brought different kinds of donuts. It's like, you just brought a selection of donuts,
right,
my man.
That's called
donuts. Right. That's not what it is, man.
Unless you got pastrami hidden in there.
I brought donuts.
Everybody loves this one. What is the name of the Vietnamese noodle?
Pho.
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 Pho. Pho. Pronounced as the Vietnamese themselves do it, pho.
I mean, it is spelled pho. So when we first moved here, I'm like, what is this pho? And I'm like, it's pho.
They don't say it like that every time.
Pho. Did you look some pho?
Can I please have the duck pho?
I'm here for fun and pho.
And I'm almost out of fun.
You bring me the pho.
Anybody remember that that variant of COVID-19 that everybody had such a hard time pronouncing? Futurama fans might know an alien from this planet, Omicron.
Oh, Omicron.
Omicron. Hmm. Omicron is actually how it
is. Omicron.
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 Omicron Persei 8.
Well, good news. We don't have to use that in a sentence very often.
Yeah, that's a fact. You might see a lot of these bowls at like smoothie shops and whatnot. There's a lot of berries that are involved. There's blended fruits. You're very close. Acai.
Acai.
Is that how you say that one?
Yes. Acai. God.
For the pho of it.
I'll tell you what, man. I had one of those randomly at a place, like kind of by mistake. Delicious.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome.
All right.
By mistake.
All righty. Yeah. And then this is the toughest English language word to pronounce because even though we've been told it, we still don't know how to do it. W sauce.
Oh, Worcestershire.
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 Mm-hmm. But it's spelled what? Worcestershire.
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 But it's Worcestershire.
And that is a town in England, correct? Originally?
Yes.
Yeah. Gotta be. I do like now people just call it W sauce. Like,
because,
screw it.
Right. We've all agreed. None of us are going to say it right. Somebody on the text line says, Thrill, can you ask Mike Hoff if Puyallup made the list?
Ooh, Puyallup, that's not a bad Puyallup, call.
Puyallup.
I remember when I was in Boy Scouts, there were a couple summer camps that we went to that were out of state, and we were from Enumclaw, and there was this one guy was like, Here, here's one of our hats with our city name on it. Can you say it? Inamukla.
Inamukla.
We have hard names out here in the Pacific Northwest, dude.
Oh, yeah.
A driver in Ohio is giving Seattle drivers a run for their money, Miles.
How's that?
I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we make it personal. We toast longtime friend, longtime companion, longtime co-worker, Kevin Deers. Who, if you listen to the station, probably familiar with the man as he joined us 16 years ago. Think about that. In 2009. And he joined after winning a contest, and he ended up getting the chance to host Metal Shop with his buddy Ian, right? So then he went on to become the longtime host of Loud and Local. And I just want to comment on that, all right? So radio is a lot of things. And Kevin absolutely represented none of it. And I say that in the sense of he was not on the radio to feed his ego. He was not on the radio because he was attention star. Like, these things, and trust me, we work with a lot of people. That's 98% of them. This had nothing to do with his love of being on radio at all. He was not on the radio to play some songs that a corporate bean counter said, hey, the young people will like this. My man loved metal, and my man always wanted to give local bands a shot of hearing their music heard on a 50,000-watt flamethrower that we call KISW. And this guy literally was in radio because he wanted to introduce metal to the metal fans, did not care what corporate said, and never worried about that. He played the music he wanted to play. That's why they gave him a spot to do it. And with the Loud and Local, his commitment to the local musicians. And look, Seattle has a pretty good music scene. I think that's been well established. But to have a champion like that at a radio station as big as this one, that's an incredible thing that most cities don't have. And this guy did it because he loved it. He was not asked to do this. He did it because he chose to pursue it. But that's also the way he was off mic, right? And that's where we got to know him, as well as just doing the shows. The guy's the most genuine guy, one of the most genuine guys I've met, talking to my wife, and she has said this for the 16 years she's known him. She always calls Kevin the nicest guy in the world. All the time. Yep. It didn't matter if you brought him up in any conversation. Oh, Kevin, he's the nicest guy in the world, man. And he's one of those guys that will definitely be sorely missed here because he had a lot of passion, he had a lot of enthusiasm, and again, that's how you knew him. We knew this guy as a friend, a brother, all the rest of it. But in addition to his love of music and being on the air and honestly just talking to people, man, this guy, sometimes you get tired of it. Kevin did not. I mean, that was the thing. Kevin wanted to take pictures with everyone. He wanted to take pictures of everyone. He would bring his phone in. And if he were in the studio, there's no way you did not look at 100 pictures before.
Oh, yeah.
As a guaranteed, dude, check this out. But he kind of targeted each person because he knew what you were into. So he'd show me one group of pictures, skip through those, show Ted a different set, but all from the same event, but the things we can appreciate. And you kind of counted on that from a man.
And also, there was that time where, you know, every time he would go to a show, support a band, whatever, he would buy the T-shirt.
Yeah.
I think he went an entire year wearing a different shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single, it was impressive. Every day, like, what do you got on today?
But it was cool, man.
I mean, Loud and Local Fest last summer was great.
It was great. It was fantastic, man. I had a lot of fun up there. Kevin's going to be missed, and here's the thing. It's not just his love of music and his enthusiasm and all that. And just the way he treated everyone around him is the way, trust me, Kevin treated you the way you want to be treated, whether you deserve to be treated like that or not. This guy treated you with the utmost respect. But it wasn't just music that he loved. His other big passion, professional wrestling, man.
Yes,
I mean, this dude was about wrestling as much as he was about metal. So, Mike, you found this, and I guess in the professional wrestling world, which was his absolute passion outside of music, when they lose someone, it is the 10-bell salute.
Correct. Every time that they lose somebody that's within their ranks there, it's tradition that they have a moment of silence and they have a 10-bell salute out there basically to start whatever show that comes up next on the current schedule, as it were.
All right, so we actually have the 10-bell salute in honor of Kevin Deers.
You got it? Oh, it's me. Hang on. I'll look.
Yeah.
I got it over here.
Smooth.
Great setup.
Smooth transition.
My bad. Mm-hmm. My bad. That was a great setup.
He would have loved that.
Here we go.
Thank you. So we know Kevin's going to be missed because he already is. That simple.
Yeah.
So let's drink to Kevin Deers. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.